I'm Eric Metcalf, and your Sound Medicine stat for the day is 10. What function should our jails and prisons serve? Some say punishment, some say rehabilitation. But somebody out there must think that these are good places to put people with serious mental illnesses, because that's where a lot of them are. A recent report from the Treatment Advocacy Center estimated that in 2012, prisons and jails held about 356,000 inmates with severe mental illness. That's 10 times the number of patients with severe mental illness who resided in state psychiatric hospitals. The report noted that mentally ill prisoners tend to stay inside longer. They're prone to abuse from other inmates, and they more often wind up in solitary confinement, which is even challenging for a mind that's healthy to tolerate. The solutions the authors suggest would require policymakers and the public to take a major interest in both our nation's inmates and our mentally ill. At one time, they say, this sort of news would have triggered calls for reform. But for now, it just elicits a collective public yawn. That was the number 10, and I'm Eric Metcalf.